VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari was re-elected to another four-year term Tuesday after the opposition tried but failed to stop the vote counting. With all the votes counted except from one state, election officials gave Buhari an insurmountable lead over the former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. Buhari is expected to make a formal victory speech. The country's main opposition, the People's Democratic Party, demanded the Election Commission stop counting votes, claiming that data from voter card reading machines had been altered. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Tuesday night to block President Trump's declaration of a state of emergency along the U.S.-Mexico border. The declaration would allow Trump to use money for a border wall without congressional authorization. Passage in the Democrat-controlled House was expected. Success in the Republican-led Senate is much less assured, even after three Republicans have already said they oppose the emergency declaration. Other Republicans also say they oppose the declaration, but have not said whether they will vote against it. Even if it were to pass in the Senate, Trump has promised a veto. Mr. Trump is in Hanoi for his second summit with Kim Jong-un. There are hopes for a deal that would lead to the North Korean dictator giving up his nuclear weapons. In what promises to be a riveting and historic televised hearing, President Trump's former longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is set to appear before a House Oversight Committee Wednesday to provide an intimate and potentially damaging look at Trump's business empire, as well as his conduct during and after the 2016 presidential election campaign. This is VOA News.